Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is actually, and this is no joke, it is a pretty great day for movies. There are three different movies. There are four that we're going to cover on the show, including a brand new movie with Tom Hanks. It's, people have talked about it as a post-apocalyptic castaway. Tom Hanks plays one of the only human beings left on Earth after an environmental apocalypse, and his only companions, a particularly lovable dog, and a robot that he assembles. We will talk about the movie Finch. There is also a remarkable new film, and I'll give away because I've mentioned on the air before, it's called The Most Reluctant Convert, and it is about C.S. Lewis. Great writer. People know him as the author of Screwtape Letters and the Chronicles of Narnia and so many influential and truly beloved books, both novels and entertainment books and books of theological argument and more. How did C.S. Lewis become C.S. Lewis? The story is told in this film, Most Reluctant Convert. And the story of the film will be told to us by its star, Max MacLean. He will be joining us a little bit later this hour. And we'll also be talking about what is already one of the most acclaimed films of the year. I'm not giving it away. And it opens today, kind of everywhere. And it's a film by Kenneth Branagh, which is a remarkably touching film about a troubled family going through the Troubles in Northern Ireland in 1969. It's called Belfast. That and more we will be talking about on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, there is a great deal of frustration, I think, on the part of a lot of people about some of the discussion that surrounds the Rittenhouse trial, which is approaching its conclusion. Nothing profoundly outcome changing happened today. But there was this commentary last night from Don Lemon on CNN. And I think that focuses a lot of the frustrations people have in dealing with this. And my biggest frustration is this. How do we get the Rittenhouse trial away from racial issues? And why should it have anything to do with racial issues, given the fact that the defendant is white? All three of his victims are white. There is no indication of racism as a motive on the part of the defendant or, frankly, on the part of the people who were going after him. And yet, this is undoubtedly crept into the conversation, including last night on CNN. Don Lemon said that the way the trial has gone is not blameworthy for the prosecution, which has gotten a lot of criticism for its ineptitude. But he believes that there are systemic problems in American courtrooms, and he uses the judge, Judge Schroeder, as an example of that. This is clip two, number A.
And if that is the behavior that is happening in courtrooms every day, Houston, we have a problem. Kenosha, we have a problem. America, we have a problem. And I think people are afraid to, especially, you know, I have people on who, on my show, who are still actively pursuing cases that are, you know, are fighting or cases that are in front of that judge. And maybe they don't want to say anything about it. But his behavior is, at the very least, unusual and concerning. Because we talk a lot about civility, and you look at the segment that you've had before with the former president, seeming to say it's okay for people to, you know, want to hang the vice president, that sort of behavior, and what has happened to us in society now. This judge yelling at a prosecutor, or anyone in the courtroom, or treating anyone the way that he treats, I think it's problematic.
Okay, and the implication being, he says it's a systemic problem. Judge Schroeder, by the way, is the senior judge in the state court system in Wisconsin, more experienced handling high-profile and violent crimes. Of course, he's never handled a court case, a trial that has gotten as much public attention as this one. But the fascination with it is difficult to explain, given the fact that there should be unanimity, shouldn't there? That the rioters who came out and were assaulting people, fighting with police officers, doing property damage, setting fires, that is unacceptable. What he says about President Trump saying, being unwilling to say that it's unacceptable to say, hang Mike Pence, while you're storming the Capitol building. I don't care what you say while you're storming the Capitol building. Storming the Capitol building is unacceptable. And it's unacceptable for people on the left. It's unacceptable for some of the radicals of the 1970s and 80s who tried to bomb the Capitol building. Totally unacceptable. And again, is there any demonstration of that in the courtroom? There was demonstration of that on the streets of Kenosha. He goes on and suggests, I think, an exaggeration, which is that people are treating Kyle Rittenhouse as some kind of hero. I mean, I think Kyle Rittenhouse is a very sad case because he made a terrible mistake to decide to intrude himself into this riot, believing that he could help. That may have been his intention. But also carrying a gun where he is still standing potential liability for the misdemeanor crime of having a gun he wasn't authorized to have. Here is Don Lemon talking about people on the right, and again trying to make this a political/racial issue. Listen.
Imagine if Kyle Rittenhouse was an 18 or 17-year-old black kid.
Well, that's a different issue. What
with a gun.
That. Talk about that.
Right. How would people feel? How would the judge treat him? Well, how would pundits think about this case? Or what about the people on the right who are making Kyle Rittenhouse out to be a choir boy because he went across state lines, inserted himself into a situation where he had nothing to do with, was carrying a gun that he wasn't supposed to carry because he was too young. It was illegal for him to carry that gun. And he wanted to do it because he was cool. The black kid did that. Killed two people and injured another person. How would America feel about that?
Okay, first of all, America is a complicated place, and there are all kinds of different feelings. But you can also ask the other question. As we were talking about this with Andy McCarthy. What if the two victims who he had killed, and even saved the third victim, the Gage Grosskreutz, if he had been black, if they all had been black, if the victims had been black, do you think that there would be the kind of sympathy for Kyle Rittenhouse that there is now? And not in today's world. And again, this doesn't fit any of the accepted narratives on the left or the right, because I think that the idea that there's some people on the right who would think that, Kyle Rittenhouse was standing up against the Black Lives Matter and the left-wing rioters, he's going to be treated more harshly than he should. It seems to me that so far, at least, it looks like every serious effort to make a fair trial. And speaking of a trial, ideas on trial in a new film. We'll talk to one of the creators of that film coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, I think we've all had the experience, or at least I hope we all have, of one time or another making an acquaintance, maybe developing even a friend, who it just makes you feel good to be around them. You feel like this is life-enhancing. And I just had that experience making a friend on the movie screen. There's a new film. It opened just a week ago, really. Nationwide, it is called The Most Reluctant Convert, The Untold Story of C.S. Lewis. And I bet there are a lot of people out there who have read C.S. Lewis, who know something about him, but this film, you really feel that you know him. He's brought to life by a remarkable actor named Max McLean, who has performed the same material that is in the film around the world on stage. Max, were you inspired at all by Mark Twain tonight, Hal Holbrook, for so many years, bringing Mark Twain to life on stage?
Yes, and by the way, thank you for having me on your show. The director, Ken Dennison, actually worked with Hal Holbrook on Mark Twain at the Old Globe. And so that was in our heads as an approach to telling this story.
Well, it's remarkable because I should explain what the film is. It uses all of C.S. Lewis's words, not all the words he wrote, but all the words in the film are things that C.S. Lewis talked about, given his own spiritual development. He was not always a leading Christian apologist. He started off as a hard-headed atheist, and the film tells the story of a transition with C.S. Lewis speaking to you, even at one point offering you a beer. That was something that he enjoyed in real life, right?
Yeah, he did. He smoked a lot, drank a lot. His transition was pretty intense. You know, he lost his mother to cancer when he was 9. He prayed and wanting God to restore the status quo, as he said, bring her back. When God didn't answer his prayer, he just assumed prayer doesn't work. And he had a terrible relationship with his father, which he regretted to the end of his life. Was in the butchery of World War I. You saw the butchery, and I guess in ways, because he was in the trenches, he maybe even participated in it. And he came to the conclusion that either there's no God behind the universe, a God who's indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God. And that's sort of the starting point to the transition that you just spoke of.
Yeah, and the way it's rendered is brilliant. And I've already told my listeners that this is one of my favorite films of the year. And I think it's just a remarkable achievement to explain what's going on. As C.S. Lewis, speak to the camera, you use his words, his narration, and then you see the scenes he's describing verbally unfold cinematically behind the character. It's as if he's narrating his own life as that life unspools. And it's gorgeous, and much of it filmed on actual locations that Lewis inhabited, right?
Yeah, it was filmed during COVID last fall, September, October, all through, I think 18 different locations in and around Oxford, and we had one studio, and what you described is the approach of the film. It's a little bit like Scrooge in the sense of in this case, the older Lewis looks back on the younger Lewis, played marvelously by Nicholas Ralph of All Creatures Great and Small, and then a wonderful boy actor named Eddie Ray Martin, who plays the boy Lewis, and so I play the older Lewis, telling the story, and as he tells it, he actually inhabits the story because he's in those scenes with it, so he's actually living in his memories.
Have you, I know the film has had a tremendous response in its first week, and I guess a little bit more than a week nationwide. Have you had the kind of positive, enthusiastic reaction you had hoped for?
I have. Perhaps more so. I mean, I've never had so much attention placed on me in my life. It's been a really extraordinary experience. But I did know Lewis is a bottomless well, and he's got a legion of followers in the sense of, he's their spiritual guide in a certain sense. And I think the way I heard your opening, you met a friend, he still lives with us in some ways. And so there's a lot of responsibility to articulate that in a way that doesn't get in the way of people's perception of him that they live with through all their readings of his material.
Now, you have done other stage performances. You did Screwtape. You were Screwtape, who is a conniving little devil. Have you thought about developing through your company, your organization, which is the Fellowship for the Performing Arts, any of these other projects that you've brought to stage, you making film versions of them?
Well, we're going to have those conversations. You know, this is our first venture into film, and it was an accident, really, unless you believe in Providence.
We do.
With COVID, everything shut down on March 12th, 2020. We had three shows on tour, one just closing in New York, Screwtape Letters, Great Divorce, The Most Reluctant Convert stage version, we're all three on tour, and we just did a modern adaptation of Paradise Lost in the city, and all that shut down, and you know, in the beginning it was 15 days to flatten the curve, and I thought, well, what am I going to do for the next 2 weeks? And then 2 weeks became 18 months, and well, thankfully, we're back on the road beginning in August. But it was during that period where Norman, the director, and I, good friends, we were thinking about making this as a film. But we saw this as a 22-23 project. And he said, you know, filmmaking is going to open up in Britain in the towards the end of August. And nobody's worked since March, so I can get a good crew together. And I can get a really good cast, but we have to act quickly. So I said, okay, well, let me see if I can get the money. You know, I have a board, and I said, can we get the film in the can? And they said, yes, and we'll worry about post-production and distribution later. And so we got it made. I got on a plane on August 31st, 2020, a plane as big as Air Force One with fewer people on it, and flew to London, quarantined for 2 weeks, began working. Norman had been working much before that. Middle September, middle of October, we were done, and I came back, and here we are a year later. I'm talking to Michael Medved.
Well, and wonderful to talk about this. I hope you follow some of your other projects into film adaptations. Your performance is marvelous. If there were any justice, you would be an Oscar contender because you absolutely believe Max McLean as C.S. Lewis. Information about the film and where you can see it is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with other films, including another one that's pretty remarkable. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It'll create millions of new jobs, we'll grow the economy, and we'll win the world economic competition that we're engaged in the second quarter of the 21st century with China and many other countries around the world.
President Biden setting lofty goals for his infrastructure bill that he's set to sign into law on Monday. Biden meeting with his cabinet on Friday. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill plans to fix roads, bridges, highways, and transit systems. The White House is being asked about Let's Go Brandon. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was questioned about what the president thinks of the phrase, which is a PG-rated version of a chant used to criticize the president. Psaki saying she doesn't think he spends too much time focused or thinking about it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, culture war is a huge issue, and in fact, there's been a major advance in the culture war, which is this organization of a new college, and it is going to be a major university. It has very prominent academics who are part of it. And it is meant not to provide a conservative point of view. It's not to be an alternative to Grove City College or Hillsdale College. What it's meant to do is to be an entirely new animal that is based upon not providing one point of view, but providing a home for free speech, free exchange of ideas, for a university being what a university can be. And they've already raised a phenomenal amount of money. We're going to be speaking with one of the organizers behind this new university venture. His name is Neil Ferguson. You may know him. He's a former history professor at Harvard. In fact, I think he's now continuing his work at Harvard and at Stanford, but he will also be part of this University of Austin. Is the name of the college. It's going to be located in Texas. In any event, he will be joining us on Monday, and I very much look forward to speaking to him, because there is so much lying and so much fraudulence concerning education today. There is a piece in the Washington Post by Mark Thiessen, who's been a guest on this show many times. And he writes, it has become a refrain on the left and its media echo chamber following Republican Glenn Youngkin's victory in the Virginia governor's race. Critical race theory is not being taught in schools. PBS White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor recently accused Republicans of winning by, quote, lying about critical race theory. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat of Virginia, declared there is not a school in Virginia that teaches critical race theory. Those who say otherwise, we are told, are dishonest, hyping a fake CRT threat, promoting an imaginary issue, in quotes, to manipulate low-information people. In other words, what it says is that conservative people who are concerned about anti-American messages that are being conveyed in public schools that taxpayers pay for, that parents are supposed to have some say, some connection with, that's what they voted for in Virginia, was the idea that parents cannot be ignored, and particularly on these issues. And the heart of this is not about race, it's about America, and about the idea that there is an entire array of information that is being promoted in schools and universities and to some extent on media, that America is corrupt and incurably racist and oppressive and really a horrible place. This is part of what I spoke about at the Reagan Library earlier this week on Tuesday night. And we are going to be putting up there, they did a videotape of my speech, and it's not a lengthy harangue. It's not it's considerably with questions, less than an hour. And we'll put it up at our website at michaelmedved.com, because the message that I was talking about was relating Thanksgiving, which is such a joyous holiday, to this America trashing and this anti-American, anti-patriotic message that really critical race theory is just a part of. Because the accusations against America and America falling short go far beyond race. In his piece in the Washington Post, Mark Thiessen writes, the claims that no one is teaching critical race theory are demonstrably false. Virginia's Loudoun County Public Schools, which were ground zero in the debate over the role of parents in their kids' education, paid $314,000 of taxpayer money for critical race theory coaching for its teachers from the Equity Collaborative. That's a consulting firm that turns critical race theory into practices for, quote, building more equitable learning environments. In its presentation, Introduction to Critical Race Theory, this Equity Collaborative instructs teachers that racism is an inherent part of American civilization and attacks ideas of color blindness, the neutrality of the law, incremental change, and equal opportunity for all, for maintaining whites' power and strongholds within society. It also questions the idea of meritocracy, which allows the empowered to feel good and have a clear conscience, and concludes with a breakout session for teachers to discuss, quote, how might you use critical race theory to identify and address systemic oppression in your school district or organization? Now, if this is being sponsored by a taxpayer investment in your school, of course it is being taught and it is being supported. And there would undoubtedly be consequences for any teacher who resisted these messages that are supposed to be necessary to allow you to overcome racism. And I spoke at the Reagan Library about part of the way that these same ideas are trying to taking form with an attack on Thanksgiving. The idea that I didn't know this, but it's important that people do know it, is that beginning in the 350th anniversary of the Pilgrims' Landing, they started this drive to make Thanksgiving a national day of mourning. There were Indian activists, Native American activists. One of the things that they never mentioned, by the way, which is also important and important to find out, and it's one of the reasons you should get hold of, and you can get it as a MedHead Plus member for free, our special on Thanksgiving. the relationship between the Indians led by Massasoit, the Wampanoag Indians, and the Pilgrims was a relationship of alliance, never conflict, for more than 50 years after the first Thanksgiving. Now, that's a long-standing alliance. And in fact, the Pilgrims, when they went to war against the Pequots were the bitter and implacable enemies of the Wampanoags. And so the idea that the Pilgrims betrayed their one-time Indian friends who were part of that Thanksgiving feast, there were no Pequots at the Thanksgiving feast because there were Wampanoags there, and that was their bitter enemy. Look, it's important to know the truth about America. And the idea that somehow we will be better people by making Thanksgiving a festival, a celebration of regret and shame and guilt, that's not so much fun. Can you imagine if we're all supposed to be celebrating what they set up at that first meeting in 1970, the 350th anniversary of the Pilgrims? They declared that Thanksgiving should be observed as a day of mourning. Let's go over to grandmother's house, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. That's a Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's a Thanksgiving song, right? And the idea that now, rather than celebrating overeating, and admit for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is a great day for watching football, but it's a day for celebrating our families and our forefathers and our freedom, and to turn it into a day of mourning and regret and apology is part of the undermining of America that is also typified by critical race theory. No regrets about some of the movies we're going to be talking about coming up today on the Michael Medved Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And in the Seattle area, we are supposed to be getting a break in the rain, maybe, tomorrow. And let us hope so. Wishing you a very wonderful Sabbath, if you have a Sabbath that you observe, and a very wonderful weekend. And that weekend can actually be used this week to see some very wonderful movies that are just opening up. Some of them even from Hollywood. Okay, I was trying to figure out where I begin with these four movies, and I should begin with a movie that I saw last night. It's just opened up and in theaters across the country, and it is called Belfast. It is a movie by Kenneth Branagh. He wrote it and directed it, and it is remarkable. It is a joy to watch, and it is a lovely film about family. Set in the August of 1969, at a time when they were just beginning what they called the Troubles in Northern Ireland, which was years and years of violent conflict, often brutal conflict, between the Protestant majority in Northern Ireland and the Catholic minority. The story, based on Kenneth Branagh's own story, the central character is a very gifted 9-year-old actor playing a 9-year-old, and his name is Luke Hill. Watch for him on potential Oscar nomination for this kid. The kid is trying to avoid some of the conflicts that are destroying his parents' lives and security. His father is struggling, has to go to work in England for 2 weeks at a time, comes home in between. The father is played by Jamie Dornan, and he's wonderful. And Catriona Balfe is the mother. You may remember her if you saw Ford versus Ferrari. She was a very striking supporting actress there. In any event, the movie basically shows this family's struggle. The grandparents are played by Judi Dench and Ciarán Hinds, and it is all gorgeously recreated. It is as if you were watching home movies, and all from the position of a 9-year-old who's supposed to be trying to make sense of his world. It is rated PG-13 because there are some scenes of violence of a troubled part of the world at a troubled time. And the maker of the film, Kenneth Branagh, actually left Belfast eventually. And he looks back. The film is dedicated at the end to those who stayed, to those who left, and to those we lost. And it is one of those films that I actually think can enrich your life. And 4 stars, again, rated PG-13, though it's about a young kid, it's not really appropriate for young kids. Another film that surprised me is a film called Old Henry. And this film actually stars Blake Eric Nelson, and it is Tim Blake Nelson, and that he plays a farmer who is struggling to eke out a living in the Oklahoma frontier in 1906 when it's still Oklahoma Territory. And he rescues a man who's been wounded, and he has a mysterious satchel with him, and he takes him home, but that gets him deeply involved with some very unsavory figures. Listen.
Why'd you settle here?
Up at dawn, working the crops, rain or shine.
You'll discover there's worse arrangements.
Paul's a good man, Wyatt.
I ain't him.
Stop fretting about it.
You know I saw what's in the back of that closet.
I've done things I wish I could take back.
And there is a surprise at the movie that is just gobsmacking. Look, that's maybe a bit contrived, but the film is intensely watchable. It is gorgeously shot. It is artistic in every aspect. The music, the performances of both bad guys and the main character, who is an older farmer. He's supposed to be in his late 40s in the movie, which in 1906 in Oklahoma counted as old, is brutally violent. The film. It has some very, very graphic scenes of mutilation and even of torture and lots of shooting, which is brilliantly staged. And even people who know firearms, I've spoken to about this, salute the film for being particularly convincing and bringing that era and that world to light. 3.5 stars for Old Henry. I think it will probably be one of the better films of this year. Coming up is also Finch. Finch is streaming on Apple TV Plus. It stars Tom Hanks. It will remind many people of his film Castaway. But in this film, he's not accompanied by a Wilson, a sports ball. He is accompanied by a robot that he creates, and a dog that he has adopted as one of the last people alive in a post-apocalyptic, environmental apocalypse world. Listen.
It all happened so fast.
There was a solar flare.
Goodbye crops, food, goodbye everything.
I found you.
You see, I'm developing something interesting.
A giant leap of faith.
Now, if you can speak, tell me something about you.
Robots must protect dog.
If we don't go before that storm hits, we'll die, all of us. As soon as you can walk, we're leaving.
Head west, over the mountains.
Okay, the problem with the film, there were lots of problems with just conceptually, because there's no explanation for why the robot begins talking with a Russian accent and then loses the Russian accent as he goes along and adopts. The film has searing moments, and the world of a desert and that is all that is left of the civilization as he tries to drive from St. Louis, what's left of empty St. Louis, desolate St. Louis, to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It's all well acted. Tom Hanks is, as always, deeply sympathetic. But the relationship that is supposed to be a deepening relationship between man and robot is not one of the great screen couplings, certainly not one of the great ones for Tom Hanks. There are frightening moments. It is rated PG-13. And by the way, Old Henry, of course, is rated R. And 2 stars for Finch. And then finally, we have The Most Reluctant Convert, which is the C.S. Lewis movie we were talking about. This is part of what it sounds like. Listen.
I never cared for my name, Clive Staples. The world came to know me as C.S. Lewis. Perhaps you've read my books. But there's one story that's not so well known. It's my story. And who better to tell it than me?
I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose. What I found appalled me.
Now, there is no God behind the universe, a God indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God.
Do you believe that logic and reason bring forth indisputable truth?
I do.
And are your moral and aesthetic judgments valid and meaningful?
They are.
Okay, the film is stimulating intellectually, it is challenging, and it is heartwarming, and it is 4 stars also. It is not rated, but it is not suitable really for children because it's dealing with some very serious ideas, but challenging, and 4 stars, again, I think one of the best films of this year, as I indicated to Max McLean, who stars as C.S. Lewis. And I can't imagine anyone will go to see that film, which is in theaters, select theaters across the country. It's been extended, actually, after its brief opening. I can't imagine anyone will go to see it and then feel disappointed about having done so. So, pretty good movies this week. We'll see about next week. Next week, I'm going to be starting by talking, as I mentioned, to Neil Ferguson, the historian. He's at Hoover Institution, connected with them now at Stanford, as is his wife, Ayan Hirsi Ali. And this enterprise, which has already raised millions, is fascinating. Speaking of an enterprise that's raised millions, Tom Brady. Washington Post is trying to out his secret. What is that secret? We will tell you Monday. And a big conflict regarding Dave Chappelle, who was doing a fundraiser. Students threatened to walk out on the fundraiser because of Chappelle's comments about transgender people. So what happened next? We'll give you that entire story and much more Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.